Yeah, they're good to eat.
Yeah, she had a pen that was way and I wanted to buy one.
You eat everything, you eat just the tail?
Just the tail. You can eat everything, you know, but you know, majority of it, you know, is the tail part.
Do a lot of people get hurt by gators?
A lot of wrestlers do, you know, like wrestling alligators for a tourist attraction or something like that. You know, a lot of them get hurt. One time or another, you know, alligator wrestler had to get bit one time, and one or two times.
Is that what you were doing when you got hurt in the show?
Yeah, I was doing a show. And I got bit. I think it was in Hollywood. This where you had to dive in a pool to get that alligator out and wrestle him. And I think I was the last one to do that before they closed it down, where you had to go in the water and get the gator out. I got bit under there, so.
I was surprised. I read somewhere that a gator can run pretty fast.
Yeah, they can go up to like first 5 yards, like about 45, 50 miles an hour.
And I guess they're pretty quick in the water, too.
Yeah, they're pretty quick.
Quicker than you are.
Yeah. They can see real good underwater because they have these eyelids on top of their eyes. It's just like you go in the ocean or in the water, you know, you put a goggles on. It's just like that. They have a little shield over their eyes, you know, where they can see real clear.
How would they, I mean, they didn't always wrestle gators for tourists.
No.
But they would always try to go get them, I guess, for food.
Yeah.
What would you do, rope them or spear them? Or what,
no, work? They used to just go catch them, you know, like on the ground or, you know, go out and catch them underwater or, it depends on the individual, yeah. And they used to, well, years ago, what they did was a lot of young guys. Before they started doing the tourist attraction shows and stuff like that, you know, they used to compete among each Seminole, you know, man. They used to compete, you know, which one could do more tricks with a gator, and that's how that alligator wrestling got started.
So just for fun, just with each other.
Yeah, with each other, you know, they used to say, I can do this longer than you can, and I can do this better than you can, and that's where the alligator wrestling got started. You know, they used to compete among each other. You
know. They still do any of that?
Well, they have, like, on festivals and stuff like that. Yeah. We have a big festival out in Hollywood. And that's in December the 26th through the January the 1st. And that's where they have a lot of wrestlers come around, and they have prizes for them, so they compete. They have,
but they don't do it much just for fun.
No. They do it for prize money. That's what they do.
What do you do for fun out there on the reservation?
What?
What you call fun?
Well,
I don't know. If I say it on the radio, then everybody might come out.
Oh. In other words, you do the same things we do.
They
don't make anything out of alligator hide, do they? I haven't seen any Seminole crafts out of it.
No. No. They used to, but you know, it's against the law anywhere in the state of Florida, you know, to even sell anything that has to do with an alligator hide or anything like that. Most of the stuff you see, like, kind of, they might advertise it as an alligator hide, but it probably a caiman or a crocodile or something like that, you know. but it's not really alligator hide.
Do you see a lot more alligators now, like, than you did 10
years
ago?
Yeah, you see a whole bunch of
them. They're probably going to start making it legal again, I think.
Pretty soon, because they all hang around in all these, a lot of canals, especially these drought, water drought, you know. These gators just roam around to deep water all the time. They just roam to different areas. Like, they want to eat something, they kind of like cannibal. They attack themselves or attack their, you know, another gator, or maybe like if it's on a ranch or something, you know, they kill maybe one of their cows or calves or something like that. They'll probably start killing them pretty soon because, you know, a lot of ranchers just go ahead and just kill them, just to be killing them. Yeah. Maybe they just see it laying by the road or something. They just go ahead and shoot them anyway. You know?
But there was never any traditional Seminole craft using gator hide that I know of, is there?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't
seen anything.
That's funny.
I wonder why. I don't know. Because anything got to do with like rattlesnake that's in the same as a alligator. Yeah, they always say rattlesnake is a bad snake. Like if the Indians said, they don't go over there and just kill them, you know. They let them go away, you know, by itself. And gator, it's the same kind of reptile as a rattlesnake. So they don't, like, they say if you mess around with a rattlesnake hide, you know, something with, and they have superstition for every one of them. They have different things for each animal, you know. They wouldn't happen this and this certain way and like that. So they never did do anything with a gator hide or different other hides, you know. With some hides, you know, like, it don't matter, you know. It don't really matter on whatever, you know. It don't have nothing, no meaning to it. So they go ahead and use the hide, like deer hide or like any other hides, you know. But like gator hides, they don't mess with them.
Do you have armadillo out there?
Yeah, we got quite a few of them.
You eat that, don't you? You can eat that.
You can eat it, but we haven't got that desperate yet.
What about raccoons?
Yeah, you can eat them too. Quite a few of them out there. they have a season for coon hides and, you know, they coon meat and all that.
I believe it's gonna rain now. It's felt a little drop. Well, I reckon I'll pack it up. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. You may get on the radio, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay.